This is Kraftwerk.
This is my hometown, and I just believe this hometown wouldn't have been the same if this team had left here.
A look back at 25 years of Patriots ownership.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
And the Patriots are world champions again!
A touchdown! And a title for the Patriots!
I can't believe it!
We are all Patriots, and tonight, the Patriots are world champions!
Once again, here's Mark Bertrand.
My objective in doing this is to help bring a championship to New England.
The announcement, the day of the announcement. You said that day, Robert, my objective in buying the Patriots is to help bring a championship to New England, which now, in hindsight, of course, right? But at that time, that was sort of a bold statement to be making about any team in town.
In the 5 years before we bought the team, they won 19 games and lost 61. Yeah, it was a bold statement. I'm just going to that. But I knew we know how to run a business. And I really felt I could coach the team and we'd win four games.
For most of its first 34 years, the Patriots have been an afterthought. But shortly after taking control of the franchise in 1994, Robert Kraft gave his team's long-suffering fans a reason to share his boundless optimism.
It was an unbelievable feeling. Sort of like the feeling the first game down in Miami when we're actually owner. You know, Drew Bledsoe went toe-to-toe with Dan Marino.
They give to no one. Play action fake. Bledsoe fires. End zone. Touchdown to Ben Coates. Back to throw is Bledsoe. Looks. Fires it up the field. Ben Coates open. 40, 35, 30. Breaks the tackle. 15, 10, 5. Yes. Touchdown. Ben Coates. Bledsoe straight back to throw. Looking. Fires. Touchdown to Michael Timpson. Drew Bledsoe. Third touchdown pass of the game. Three receivers to the right for Marino. He's straight back to throw. Here comes the rush. He rolls to his left. He fires it long and deep. Open. Touchdown, Urban Fryer. The pitch out comes to Kirby. Pitch back to Marino.
Oh, it's wide open.
Fryer wide open. Got it. Going in. Touchdown, Miami. On a flea flicker, and the Dolphins take the lead. Back to throw, Bledsoe, second and four. Pump fakes. Shoots it to the end zone. Crittenden got it. A leaping catch in the end zone for Ray Crittenden, and the Patriots regain the lead on Drew Bledsoe's fourth touchdown pass of the afternoon. Direct snap to Marino. Back to throw. Shoots it to the right to Fryers. Got it. Touchdown. The fifth touchdown pass of the game for Dan Marino. And the Dolphins regain the lead with 3:19 to go in the game.
And we lost in their home stadium, but we knew we had something pretty darn good.
The results weren't exactly immediate. Losers of four straight, the 3-6 Patriots hosted the Vikings in Week 11. Minnesota took a 20-0 lead in the second quarter, and it appeared the Pats' slide would continue. But with the help of Drew Bledsoe, the team's season suddenly took a turn.
Back to throw, Bledsoe, looking, fires it long and deep right side. Caught! Touchdown, Crittenden! Oh, my goodness! The Patriots roar downfield in 1:38 to start the second half. First down at the Viking 5-yard line with 2:43 to go. Patriots hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Bledsoe should throw the ball to the ground here, Geno, to stop the clock, I would imagine. He's set. No, he's back to throw. Looking to the right. Now looking, now running. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He throws. Touchdown to Leroy Thompson. 23-yard field goal attempt by Matt Barr to try to tie it. Snap, ball down. Kick is up. And the kick is good. And the Patriots have come back from a 20-point deficit to tie it up with 14 seconds remaining. Out of the backfield in motion left comes Turner. Bledsoe back to throw. Looks, floats to the end zone. Touchdown, the Patriots win to Kevin Turner. Drew Bledsoe's third touchdown pass of the game in overtime to Kevin Turner.
That was the first of seven straight wins, leading to the team's first playoff appearance in 8 years. They would drop a wild card matchup with Bill Belichick's Cleveland Browns, but the seeds were planted for a historic turnaround.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. I'd sit with my boys, and in those, well, the first 34 years, but since 71, there was one home playoff game, which we lost to Houston, Earl Campbell.
78.
And then you think, one home playoff game, and our season was always over around Thanksgiving, except for, you know, those few special years, and then in 85. And And actually, all those games were on the road the year we went to the Super Bowl.
That would change in 1996. The 11-5 Patriots won the AFC East and secured a home playoff game in Foxborough against the Steelers.
46 degrees, fog, occasional rain and drizzle, 95% humidity right now, very little wind at about 6 miles an hour, and that is from the east at this point. It is expected to shift to southerly winds later on and hopefully blow some of this fog away.
The fog game win. Drew threw that amazing pass to Terry Glenn.
Play action fake by Bledsoe on first down, going long and deep. Down the right sideline, caught. Terry Glenn inside the 10 to the 5, to the 2. First and goal to go, Patriots.
Would he catch 96 balls that year?
And I don't know how he saw that one.
You know, I don't. We couldn't see it. We couldn't see it.
Down to 20 seconds to go. The Patriots took control of this one early on. First offensive series. First play, Bledsoe, 53 yards to Terry Glenn to the Pittsburgh 2. Curtis Martin ran it in from 2 yards out. 7-0 Patriots, they never look back. Counting it down. And the New England Patriots have won their 12th game of 1996 season. 28-3 over the defending conference champion Pittsburgh Steelers. And so there will be a new AFC team in the Super Bowl.
The fog in the Pittsburgh game, and then the lights going out in the Jacksonville game.
Rookie Adam Vinatieri from South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits in Brookings, South Dakota. Vinatieri accustomed to kicking in cold weather. This one 29 yards as we have a power failure. The bank of lights have gone out all the way around the stadium.
I've just been told by security here at the stadium that the East transformer just went out, and they're on a backup generator right now.
Yeah.
Those are two things that stand out about that.
People think we did it on purpose. I wish we were that smart to get the new stadium.
Crowd counts it off. New England has won the American Football Conference Championship 20-6.
I was pretty proud. In four of the first 5 years of owning the team, we went to the playoffs. Four of the first 5 years before Brady Belichick era. Think how cool it is for our fans and for our family to be here and host that. And then, you know, once you get a taste of it, it's addictive. And we can't win enough. I'm just telling you, because there's nothing else for me personally. After my family's health, you know, the Patriots winning football games is the thing that turns me on more than anything. So, you know, we've been fortunate to be in the position we have been, and we hope we keep it going.
Following a 2-14 season in 1992, Patriots head coach Dick McPherson was fired by first-year owner James Bush Orthwine. There was no lack of interest in the open job. Mike Ditka, Buddy Ryan, and Dan Reeves were among the names to get an interview. The biggest name of them all, two-time Super Bowl winner Bill Parcells.
It is my belief that we are turning the corner here and that this day will be looked back upon as one of significant progress for the New England Patriots Football Club. It's with a great deal of pleasure that I present to you the new head coach of the New England Patriots. Bill Parcells.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm not interested in improving the team a little bit. I'm interested in improving the team to the point where we can compete for the championship of the National Football League. And I pledge to the fans of New England and to the players on the Patriots that I will not rest until we approach that goal.
3 months after that press conference, Parcells would draft quarterback Drew Bledsoe. The 1993 Patriots would go 5-11, but the future of the franchise was in doubt, with rumors of a move to St. Louis. But in January of 1994, Robert Kraft purchased the team. With the transition, the head coach was facing questions like this one from NFL Film.
What kind of guy is Robert Kraft?
Well, based on the figures I saw for the purchase of this team, he's a guy that's in a great deal of debt right now. Yeah, let's put that one on there. That'd be good.
He was one of the attractions. I mean, have Bill Parcells as the head coach. But day-to-day management of someone who was like a legend, who had to adjust to the whole notion of the salary cap and a different world. And then you want to know what's going on when you owe the bank all that money.
When you get a new owner and he doesn't know the business and you're right in the middle of the fray, sometimes you don't really have time to explain it all the way it needs to be explained in detail.
The way my world works, I need people who are loyal, I can trust, and are with the big picture. And, you know, Bill Parcells was a great coach, but at the time we got together, he was always established. And he coached year to year. And every business we're in, we think long-term. We try to think strategic. We make short-term decisions that other people don't understand because we're not a public company. We don't worry about Wall Street. We do what's best for the business long-term.
He liked to say, you know, they're going to cook the meal. You got to shop for the groceries.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries. Okay?
He had a five-year contract with us, and he'd say every year, I decided at the end of the year whether I'm coming back or not. Well, how can you let someone make a decision on signing someone for 4 or 5 years? It doesn't work out. They leave. You're left with the salary cap problem. So that's why I had to keep a tight check on commitments.
Despite the differences of the owner and head coach, the team went 11-5 in 1996, and following two home playoff wins, they were on their way to Super Bowl 31 to square off with the Packers. The day after the team departed for New Orleans, Will McDonough of the Boston Globe reported the upcoming game would be the last Parcells would coach in New England. It was reported that the Jets had interest in Parcells, but that Kraft felt he had the right to retain his head coach for 1997 and would seek compensation if Parcells left. It was only the beginning of a bad couple of weeks.
It's pretty clear that Bill is one of the best coaches in the history, modern history of the game. I think I said that publicly. I would like him to come back and coach.
What if he doesn't come back?
Here, let me finish.
Sure, go ahead.
And that is all she wrote for the 1996 National Football League season. The Green Bay Packers are celebrating their world championship.
Tonight, the Jets are celebrating because they have their man under contract.
Nothing ever comes easy to the New York Jets. They try to get a head coach. They can't get the guy they want.
Bill Parcells has promised to run the Jets football operation for 6 years.
I know I'm going to be here in 1998. I know that.
What do you expect from Bob Kraft? Do you think he'll try to sue Bill Parcells, perhaps? Or will he appeal to the NFL?
I'm going to be here for an extended period of time, God willing.
Even if the commissioner says you can't even be a consultant?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can say back and forth whatever they want. Until New England files tampering charges against the Jets, it means absolutely nothing.
Well, he's going to do something because he talked the talk, but he couldn't walk the walk when it came down to it. And I know he's very upset right now.
They should just pipe down a Patriot.
But for now, it's vamoose for Parcells. He'll stay away from the Jets camp until further notice from the commissioner.
Kraft would take his case to the league, and Commissioner Paul Tagliabue would rule that the contract was in fact binding for 97, making Parcells ineligible to coach anywhere but New England. The Jets thought they had a workaround by signing Bill Belichick to be their head coach for one season while naming Parcells a consultant and future head coach. The maneuver came complete with a bizarre press conference where Leon Hess was the star of the show.
Good afternoon. It's a hell of an imposition to bring you out here at 1 o'clock and not have a buffet luncheon for you and not even have a sandwich for you.
We have tuna fish sandwiches for you.
I like ham and cheese. Could I have my cheese? We're all thrilled. We're thrilled that Bill Parcells has joined us. We're thrilled that Bill Belichick has joined us. And Bill has talked about going shopping and buying some of the groceries that he's cooking. I just want to be that little boy that goes along with him and pushes the cart in the supermarket. Let him fill it up.
Well, Bill, I'm not sure from that press conference, but it sounds like you're running the show here until Bill Parcells is able to take over.
That's right. You know, I know what Bill would want to do, and Bill and I are on the same page, but if it comes down to having to make a decision, I'll make it. And I would have think in 99% of the cases, it'd probably be the same one that Bill would make.
Belichick's tenure as interim head coach lasted just 6 days before a deal was brokered to allow Parcells to coach in New York. Patriots agreed to receive four picks from the Jets, including a first rounder in 1999. With the Jets and then the Cowboys, Bill Parcells wouldn't make it back to the Super Bowl despite having a Hall of Fame career. Years later, in A Football Life, he reflected on his time in New England and his relationship with Kraft.
I would say, retrospectively, I probably wasn't as understanding as I could have been. And I'm sorry about that.
At the time, Bill Parcells, who was great, you know, he said he wished he would have handled things differently. And also, you know, maybe I would have if I could know that a person was committed.
I found out over the years that commitment has varying degrees in the NFL. Now, I worked for the New York Giants, a flagship franchise, the Mara family, Robert Kraft at the New England Patriots. I've seen coaches go to these franchises and get fired very quickly because the situation would not allow them to succeed. Fortunately for Bill Parcells, every organization that I worked for supported me to the fullest. I'm grateful to the ownership of those places.
Going through that learning curve with him helped prepare me, at least, how to deal with other situations. I think the football business in many ways is different than other businesses. And the good thing is we collectively have learned every part of this organization puts team first.